Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to start off this morning dedicating this day to honoring Mother Earth, Mother Nature, great-great-great-grandmothers, and all the mothers who created each and one of us, the wounds that brought so many in every life that came to the planet. And this is Erica Badu, Yayo. To all my Yayos, good morning, family.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Creator for giving me this gift. And I'd like to thank you for being the section of this gift. Because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. And no matter what anybody ever thinks, I still get cold when it's cold, hungry when I'm hungry, miss my mama when we're away, get tired. I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby's life. Because I am a yeye. Yeye means mother. Why?
No, no.
Another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. Good morning. That was Erica Badu. Yeah, yo. Means mother in Swahili. And so as we honor the very presence of the feminine energy, the woman, the womb verse, in the month of March, I thought I'd start off the honoring with the song, Yeah, Yo. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, my Love Journey family. And good morning to all our new callers. We got quite a few new callers on the line. And welcome back to all those who found their way back to the Love Journey table of love. And so as we begin to center our mind, centering our thoughts, and as we recognize that there really is only one power, one presence in this whole universe. And on this line, and yes, it's known by many, many, many names, and we honor all the names, but on this line we call it God. God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. And so as we become intentional right now about the breath, begin to explore the inner resources of your mind. by being very conscious of the breath, reminding you, family, that there is power in the breath. And so right now I want to remind you to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm. And remember to breathe deep into the heart. And for those who may not understand the conscious breath, I want you to breathe deep into the diaphragm where you see your stomach come out like a balloon. And when you release it, you flatten. So reminding you to be intentional about this breath. You know, the breath is what connects us to our inner spirit, to the place of all knowing. So right now I want to remind you to be still. Be still and know that I am, that I am God, Goddess. And I want you to breathe now. Just breathe. Totally release. And feel yourself become one with the higher self. Feel the magnificence of the one that is the one, the infinite intelligence. And let's read again. Be still and know that I am that. I am God. Breathe, family. Power in the breath, family. And sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to breathe, family. Just breathe. Be still and know that I am that. I am God, Goddess. Breathe, family. Just breathe. And release. Just release. And in this last breath, I just want you to just say thank you. Take a moment and become very grateful, remembering that gratitude is the highest form of prayer. Just thanking the Holy Spirit, the Most High, Allah, however you see this most powerful, creative, energetic expression called God to so many and known by other names, by others. In this right now moment, I just want you to just move into your heart space and just say thank you. Thank you for creating the most powerful presence of yourself and then manifested it on the planet and called it whatever you've known on the planet as. And just say thank you. Thank you because you are the gift. Thank you, God. Come, Holy Spirit. As we take in this last breath together, as we break in knowing that we are all that God is. God is all that we are. And that we are the divine mind in the expressions of God. The walking embodiment of that energy. And as we give thanks, we take in a deep breath again by being still. Be still and know that I am that. I am God. Goddess, breathe, family. Release gratitude. Oh, thank you, God. And as I promised, in the month of March, we will be doing this prayer treatment of Reverend Ike, manifested together. So, family, as we say these words in this prayer treatment, recognizing that we are all that God is, and that money is just another expression of God's love, and manifesting wealth is another expression of the direction of God's love toward us. Removing in this prayer treatment, as we remove any belief systems, any behavior, any patterns that is left lodged, that has not released itself from the knowing that we are all truly abundant. Together, we say these words.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now, I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup
runneth
over. And just repeat this with me. Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life.
I open my mind to all the goodness of life.
I deserve it all.
I deserve it all.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life.
God wants me to have all the goodness
of life. It is God's
pleasure
to give me all of the goodness of life.
You see, it is God's good pleasure to give me all of the goodness of
life. All of the riches of life.
All
health, happiness, love.
Health, happiness,
success,
love.
Prosperity, and money.
Success, prosperity,
I totally
and money.
Open my mind to the flow.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
With no reservations.
With no reservations. None at all.
I opened my mind to money.
I opened my mind.
The being,
to money.
Doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power of God in me. The being, doing, having power of the
this
God
is real money.
Is in me. You see, this is real
this is
money.
The money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form
that I need and want.
That I need, want, and desire.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself.
And I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a healthy
person. I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a loving person.
And I see myself as a loving
person. I see myself as a beloved person.
And I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
And I see myself as a successful, prosperous
I see
person.
And feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see myself and feel myself as a person with a lot of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see that I have all the money I desire for every good cause. Come on, Holy Spirit.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
Certificates of deposit.
Certificates of deposit.
A big investment portfolio.
A very big.
I see myself having money making money.
Ooh, I see myself having money making
money. Money making money.
Money making money.
Money making money.
Money making money.
It feels wonderful.
Money making.
It feels good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
See and feel myself enjoying the
thank you, God, in me.
Thank you, God.
For money and all of the goodness of life.
And all the goodness of
life. Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as I continue on that track, I just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for this opportunity to come together in one mind, one spirit. As you bring forth a fresh anointing upon us this morning, God, as you bless every thought that we keep, Holy Spirit, that you bless every word that we speak, Holy Spirit, come. As you bless our ears to hear the melodic sounds of the infinite wisdom of our inner resources that will lead us and guide us into that place of blessing, Holy Spirit, that will lead us and guide us into the overflow and into the promised land of your promises. Together, the love journey because you said in your words, we have not, because we ask not. Father, Mother, God of this great universe and all the forces in this universe, we ask you to come and anoint us today, God. Come and anoint us with the wealth and wisdom of Solomon, Holy Spirit. Come and anoint us with the blessed relationships, Holy Spirit. With harmony, joy in our marriages, Holy Spirit. And those who are desiring and a companionship, God, we bless and anoint the coming of the great love, Holy Spirit. We ask you as we come together, God, to bless and anoint our seeds today, God, asking you to bless their minds, God. Oh, and even though the seemingly appearance of our children may be going down a road that we may not understand, we know it's all perfect and divine because no fruit and no seed shall fall too far away from the tree, knowing that it is all good and the workings of you in them shall come out in a perfect divine space. God, I ask you to anoint the minds of our children to remind them on this day that they are all that you are and that they will grow into be mighty in the land, God. We just give thanks for our seeds and our seeds and all of our descendants, God. And I just give a special thanks to all the new babies that have been planted into the universe and all the new grandbabies, and I give thanks for my special little grandbaby that came into the planet, Miss Emerald Sarai, and all of those who have come to the planet, we just give thanks that they will come and not be veiled or conditioned, but their purpose will be revealed, and all those who they came to the planet to be a part of the family will support and guide them into the great anointing and the higher purpose without etching anything into the picture other than the truth that they are here to grow and be mighty, God, and that we will truly be a guide to the guidance of their higher self. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint this line this morning, God. Come and speak to the minds of your today, God. Speak to the hearts of your people today, God, reminding us that true abundance comes from within, God. And that every resource and everything we will ever need, want, and desire comes from within. We honor you this morning by actually saying thank you. And in the name, nature, and love, we honor this prayer, knowing that it shall never return void. And thanking you for all that is right now, God. Thanking you for yet to come. We say amen, ashe, and amen. throw it in. Oh, breathe, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the sky, Father Sky, this morning. Good morning to the moon. Yes, the moon. We honor the moon this morning. It's supposed to be a special moon today. And we honor the clouds, the sun, stars. As we honor Mother Earth, Mother Nature. And as we say good morning to all of the energy in the earth, the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the sand, the soil, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. We say good morning, earth, wind, fire, water, and eat us good morning to this vast, beautiful, amazing universe that was created just for us. That was a gift to us, the motherland, the flowers, the gift of the land was for us. And so we honor the land this morning, giving thanks for our presence and our oneness with Mother Nature, Mother Earth. And as we invite and invoke and say good morning to our most angelic, beneficent family, we say good morning, angels, as we invite our beautiful, amazing angels and the archangels and ascended masters and master guides and spirit guides. We honor the unseen forces this morning and invite and invoke their presence into this call. And as we stop, and as we honor our ancestors this morning, speaking the names of all of our ancestors, and as we speak the names in our hearts, the known ancestors, and I like to just take a little time and say good morning to Miss Anastasia McAdoo, the vehicle that assisted me into the planet. It's been 4 years in February, and I just thank you, Mom. I miss you. Thank you. And as we honor the presence of Mama Colette, who midwifed this call, who was always on the call to remind me afterwards, my dear sister, daughter, she was saved me. Good job. I honor your presence. And as I may not know the names of your loved ones, but I honor your ancestors because I honor your presence. And we speak those names and invite them into this call. And into all of our unknown ancestors and into all the unknown women who have birthed each and every one of us all the way back to the place of the beginning. We give honor to the womb this morning. This is the month that we celebrate womanhood, the feminine presence, the mother, the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers, the great-great-grandmothers, and as we honor Mother Earth and Mother Nature, and to all the feminine presence and all the wounds, we send love and blessings, and we pour libation into the earth. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And as we pay homage to our ancestors, we just stop and say thank you. Good morning, ancestors. And as we send love into our descendants, to all of those who will come behind us and all the work that we do, we give honor to those who will come behind us. Thank you. And we send love to their path and to those that are on the planet and those that will come behind us that is not yet on the planet. We honor your presence. And we stop in that. Honor the presence of our divine self. And as you honor the presence of your divine self, I just want you to say thank you for the presence of you, the walking embodiment of all that God is. Just say thank you for who you are. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens, my millionaires and billionaires, my gods and goddesses. Good morning as I honor the love in me, honors and greets you this morning. The God Goddess in me greets and honors the God Goddess in you. The light in me greets and honors the light in you. Namaste, family. Thank you for coming into this call this morning. And as we entered into the month of March, we will be doing our prayer treatment with Reverend Ike every morning. So just be prepared to speak those words, because this is the month of manifestation as we honor the presence of women. I thought about this as we walked into the month of March. It's interesting that they set aside the month of March to honor women and womanhood, and we would be honoring the womanverse. We have a lot of great guests that we would come on talking about the power of woman this month. So we got quite a few women that will come in and talk about the power of being a woman. And when I think about the womanverse, the womb and what it does, it manifests. The most powerful thing we can ever bring into life is life. But we also are the manifestors. We hold the dreams, and we help birth so many things in life. And so today, we're going to talk about so many people. We've talked about this week, right into our subconscious mind, releasing things that have been belief systems that have been in our consciousness that's keeping it, has blinded us or shielded us from the truth of living the abundant life. You know, and I hope that in your writing to your subconscious mind and speaking to you and making your subconscious mind your best friend, that you found this exercise a very powerful exercise or a very powerful tool for manifesting. Because it's a beautiful way to really connect back to that inner source of manifestation. Well, today we're going to talk about finding that purpose. So many people call and say this was a great exercise, but they're not sure what their purpose. What is my purpose? And so as we move into that idea of what is my purpose, I'm going to play a song. I don't know, I feel like a little Mesa. Sometimes Mesa, I think she just reminds me so much of me and some of the words she says. So I'm going to play Mesa, Keep Your Head to the Sky, and then we're going to come back and talk about her.
At this point in my life, I want to have fun, and I want to be free. Spiritually, I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now,
to join to subconference, press number
that God is amazing.
From 1-4, or press star.
And the universe is amazing. And there's so much out there for all of us. So we never have to worry, shed a tear.
To join to subconference, press number of subconference.
And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Or press star to return to the conference. To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1-4, or press star to return to the conference.
My head to the sky for the cloud.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And today we're talking about living our dreams, living on purpose. You know, I was reading this article and I thought, wow, I wanted to share this with you. He said, there comes a time in everyone's spiritual path when they must choose their own wisdom, their own compass, their own approval outside of family, friends, and even the current tribe. See, this moment is one of the scariest and also most exciting moments in our spiritual development. Scary because you're out beyond how you were raised to think. Exciting because you're out beyond how you were raised to think, because family is everything, and we must learn how to find ourselves outside of the family dynamic if we are to deepen truly on our spiritual journey. See, it's not selfish to want to individuate away from your family to find yourself. It's actually healthy. Both resilience and limiting behaviors are passed down by our families to us. And it's our job to keep the good stuff and rid our lives of the limiting stuff that has conditioned our behavior and have us afraid to step out beyond into that unknown realm. You see, this is your life, and it's your time to choose who you want to be and no longer apologize for it. Be unapologetic about who it is you want to be. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your purpose. You owe it to your future to become who you want to and who you're meant to be outside what your tribe thinks. And after you have listened to this call today, and you think about how you want to claim your power and find yourself outside of what you've been believing for so long, I want to remind you that when you decide to step out into your greatness, that just your greatness, it's tied to so many other people waiting to hear you. You see, it's many people praying because you are the answer to their prayers. They're praying for you to step in your greatness so you can show them how to step into that. And you're the answer to millions of people who are waiting. Story might be exactly what someone needs to hear for their breakthrough. And so I send you big love today as you decide to move through the gift. And maybe even it might be a divine storm to get to where you need to be, because sometimes setbacks help us to set up for a big comeback. Setbacks into breakthroughs and crises into opportunities, getting unstuck from what's holding us back. And a lot of time what holds us back is the idea and the thoughts and the beliefs that we have been conditioned and veiled to believe for so long. It's time for that spiritual awakening. You know, that aha moment when you realize that your life is going through a new direction. And maybe the challenges your friends and your family members and those that you care about most either don't approve of or are scared of the new direction that you're going in sounds familiar. Have you been there? Maybe you're there right now. Or maybe some of us have never moved outside of what the expectations for us are. Maybe we've played it too safe for too long. I know I've been there. I know I have been there, and I know I'm there. It's been terrifying because we've raised to love our parents. We love our family members where we got a certain certainty, our connection, our love, and all the things that really help hold us together. And it is true that family is everything, but there's a paradox to that truth, too, because ultimately, if you're on a spiritual quest, if you're here to really make your life better, to set goals and discover who you are and why you were born and what that spiritual purpose for your life is, inevitably You're going to come up and bump up against the beliefs of your families and the beliefs of what you could call maybe your tribe or even the people that you spend time with. Or it could be the tribe of a business. It could be the tribe of a family. It could be the tribe of friends. But when you go on that spiritual path, what starts to happen is that you figure who you are and you realize that, gosh, with the way I've been doing things, that's not how I want to do things anymore. Because the way I was doing things was bringing me so much pain and discomfort. It was the catalyst for me to go on my spiritual journey. So now I have to rewire and rethink who I am and what I want and what I believe in. So in that process, you'll get resistance from people who are in your life already. How do you overcome that while still going on in your spiritual path? It's very simple. You see, the first thing you have to do is you got to understand and acknowledge that it's completely normal. And when we're starting to claim our power in our lives and when we're starting to really wake up to who we really are, the first thing that we have to really examine is to look at what are the tribal influences that's been in my life. By tribe, I just mean the people you've been spending time with, right? What have the influences been with your mom and dad, brothers and sisters, and loved ones? And maybe I'm going through a divorce. What was the influence of the family that I was in before this? What you find is that there are certain levels of belief about the world that bind that tribe together that you may or may not any longer believe. And what that means is you're going to have to understand and come to terms with the fact that you're going to ruffle some feathers or your path when it comes to friends, family, and that's absolutely okay. I know for me when I got really serious about my spiritual path and I dove into Kundalini Yoga, almost all the people I was hanging out over the next 6 months just naturally dropped away. When this happens, when there's frustration with family members or loved ones or friends, you can think, something's wrong with me. If you're spending time with them, they're not maybe going to think there's something's wrong. Or they may not even first appreciate this person that you're becoming. So you might even start to think something is wrong with you, but no. That as you go on your spiritual path and you dive into the rituals and the behaviors that make you come alive and make you feel like who you really are, that's okay. You don't have to have the approval of anybody else. You don't need anybody else's permission to live in your greatness. You don't need anybody else's thought patterns or anybody else's approval to say for you to be the greatest version of yourself. In fact, generally speaking, if you're on a spiritual path and your tribe doesn't approve, you're not fully committing to that new awakening, that new aha moment that you had. I want to encourage you to really think about who do you want to become. And I want you to think about that. Who do you really want to become? How do you see yourself? Maybe you're in a family or tribe who doesn't approve of your sexuality. And when you really admit and embrace your sexuality, they might think differently of you. Or maybe you were raised in a certain religious belief system that no longer resonates with you anymore, and you have a different perspective about what God or the universe or the creator or whatever that means or who that is and declaring that. Or maybe you starting to realize that in your job or in your vocation or how you earn money that you're actually worth more than what you're currently getting paid, and you've got to really start to declare who you want to become in this world and then write down a list of all the fears, the things that you worry that other people would say, and write out that list. Things like, oh, now you're so spiritual. Who do you think you are? Family is everything. Come back down to earth. All the different things that people say when you're going on that spiritual path, and look at why are you letting this fearful outcome stop you from embracing who you really are, because ultimately you will get pain and resentment if you neglect who you are. Let me say that again. If you neglect who you are to satisfy the constructs of the people in your environment, you're going to find yourself in pain. And frustration and resentment if you neglect who you are. And so that frustration that you might be feeling about breaking free is coming because you are apologizing for who you are. And you're letting the beliefs and the rules of the tribe that you're currently in dictate really what's right for you. But the truth is only you know what's right for you. Only you know what's right for you. Not your mommy, your daddy, your preacher. Nobody knows the blueprint because it was so eloquently placed inside of you, into the soul's urging, and that your dreams and your purpose and your desire is tapping at your heart, saying, I want to manifest more of myself through you. Do you know your purpose, your desires, your goals, your dreams are all God tapping at your soul, saying, let me shine through you. Let me manifest myself through you. I want you to really feel that. Only you know what's right for you. Only you know who you really are. Only you know who you really are. Only you know who you really are. And as really as you're hearing my voice and watching yourself grow, you know a deeper part of you knows that it's time for you to set a boundary with your tribe and maybe wander for a while until you find that new place, that new group of people who believe what you believe and who can affirm and who can help you fly and soar and have a voice that can be heard because somebody is praying for your purpose right now. Now, real quick, I want to make a point. I'm not trying to turn you against your family, against your friends, against your pastor, your loved ones, but the reason why they react the way they react is because they react out of fear. See, they're used to you being a certain way, but as you're on your personal growth and spiritual path, you don't want things to stay the same. You're transforming. You're changing. So this is about you becoming more of who you are. Ultimately, when you become who you are, at first, it produces fear too. But when you're inspired, but when you lit up, when you just can't wait to wake up and you just jazzed about life and that's how you're showing up, you can love your family even more. You can love them for who they are rather than for who you want them to be. And so that can be a very powerful transformation. And I know on my journey, as I began to learn to love myself, when I began to not be that 19-year-old girl that Brenton met, and I began to transform into this more beautiful growth process. It took it was a little shaky. I was wondering if we were going to make it through because there were certain expectations, certain habits that Brenton was used to that I was no longer willing to be anymore. I was no longer willing to be that 19-year-old girl. I was no longer willing to be somebody who was there to satisfy what everybody else wanted and not put her needs first. And it became a journey. And it became a process. And it became a very powerful transformation. But it's so amazing when you can be lit up and turned on about life, when you can be lit up and turned on and know that you're walking with so much clarity and so much knowing that who you came to be is exactly who you're moving into. It's such a powerful place to be. You see, one of the first major breakthroughs and steps you got to take on your spiritual path is to have the courage. So I'm going to encourage you today to really have the courage with your tribe, have the courage with your lovers, have courage with the people you're around and really know that their opinion doesn't matter as much as your opinion of your own self. See, we're always looking for validation outside ourselves. We're always looking for somebody else to give us validation about who we are, but their validation and their approval does not matter to who God called you to be. So today, I'm going to encourage you to move past the opinions of others, and really honor the opinion of yourself. I'm going to encourage you to really break free and really trust what's coming through and trust the beliefs and experiences that are coming into your life in a divine way. Yes. When we start planning, setting, and putting boundaries on our tribe, it might be some fears that may come up. But there's going to be a time when you're going to start to really trust your inner wisdom, to say no when you want to say no, to set the boundaries, to come out, whatever it might be for you. And then also if you have set a boundary with your tribe in the past or with your family, it will work out. Because as you begin to walk in your light and love, and as you begin to walk in truly lit up presence, something special begins to happen in how you do what you do. And recognize that nobody can do what you can do. And so today, I want to remind you, you already have everything you need, and you're already more than good enough. So when we start to think about what is the divine design of my life, what is it that the universe wants to immerse in me? What is it that the divine wants to express in me, as me? We have to start asking ourselves those really powerful questions. What is it that the universe really wants to express to me? And be still with that question. And so as we move through today, I want to give you, so I gave you a couple tools this week. One of them is writing to the subconscious mind, but I want to give you another tool with the subconscious mind. And it's a visualization tool that I love, 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 love to go along with writing to the subconscious mind. And the reason why I love this is because everything we ever need, want, and desire is right here within us. And so many times we've been taught to look outside of us, to find the answers outside of us. And so as you begin to move into that inner space, and whether we call it the subconscious mind, the still small voice, the presence of God in us, I want you to make that presence, that infinite presence, your best friend. I want you to walk and talk with that beautiful presence of you. That presence of you that knows all things, that knows all the answers. And as you move into that inner space, that's why I teach you to breathe and open up with breath. Because in the breath, we connect to that inner resource. And can I tell you a secret? It's really not a secret. Everybody is always trying to find their purpose, but you are your purpose. You, your very presence is your purpose. You are your purpose. I say that not lightly, because I remember a time when I used to say, God, you didn't give me no gifts. God, you didn't give me no talents. My friends want to be doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs, but I don't have nothing. I said that all the way through high school up into recent years. But let me tell you what was powerful. It's this love journey. And I say it was powerful because I remember being asked to do this prayer line. And we were going to get on the phone, and they wanted to learn what I knew, which I really didn't understand, because I just kind of talked to God the way I talk to you. I made God my best friend, and I began to, you know, walk this journey as if God was my best friend, which God is. You know, the presence of me, I am my own best friend. The presence of me as me is my own best friend. But I didn't really understand it at the time, that that was not a familiar place for people, because I never thought about how other people view God versus how I view God. I just, you know, you just do what you do. And because you do what you do, you don't really know how you land in other people's space. So I want to share this with you right now. Just by being you, you are your purpose. You are your purpose. when you are living the authentic you, when you are living the best part of you, the things that light you up and turn you on, you are on your purpose. When you're feeling comfortable in your own skin, when you're your own best friend and you know your purpose, there's something that lights you up. And people begin to notice you just because you. So who is the authentic you? What is the presence of you that just lights you up and turns you on? And so I say, let joy, let happiness, let being lit up and turned on be your GPS of your purpose. Because when you lit up and turn on, that's the best presence of God. Have you ever had somebody tell you about God and they had the energy that you're like, I don't, if that's their God, I don't want to serve the, no God like that. But can you imagine finding or being around someone who's just so lit up and so passionate about life and so full of love and non-judgmental and just love, love because it, just because love is? Those are the kind of people that remind me of the presence of God. And I would want to serve or be in the presence of that type of God. I don't want to be in no struggle. And you got to and be sad all the time, and you got to stay in relationships that don't honor you. That's going to sound like a loving, pleasurable place to be. So finding your purpose, it's just finding your authentic self. Who am I? What really turns me on and lit? What really lights me up? And I don't know. I would have never thought for the life of me standing in front of an audience speaking and teaching and writing. And even though I have sometimes still feel the stomach and the butterflies standing in front of people, when I get off the stage or when I get off where I feel like I've connected with people and transformed the environment, something lights me up and turns me on. But I never knew that that would have been my purpose. Because what do lights me up and turn me on is to see other people lit up and turned on. When people get that aha moment, that moment where they feel clarity, that moment when they really come alive within themselves, that lights me up and turns me on. I love people to feel inspired, and I love to see people making strides and being persistent and moving through and overcoming. It's nothing like a good success story. Like some of my favorite movies, I love the hero's journey, and they make it to the end, and they get it, and I was like, oh! And I cry, and I laugh, and I'm excited. And even though it's just a movie, or when I'm reading a book of someone's journey, succeeding against all odds, overcoming the obstacles, overcoming the storm, no matter what, I am the storm. It lights me up and turns me on. And so this is what I want to give you another tip into. This is the kind of things I teach in my vision board classes, because I want people to understand that in your vision for your life, I want you to get out your way and just allow the vision that the divine has for your life. You see, when I used to vision out my life with my girlfriend, it was funny. We was reading Ayana Vinzant's book. I mean, we were about in our 20s, 30s. And we would meet once a week on the phone. We stayed on. I love this girl. This was my heart. We had some amazing times together. And so we read books together, and one of the books we read was Ayana Vinzant. She said, if you want to know your purpose, close your eyes and ask the divine to show you your purpose. And every time I closed my eyes, I don't care how many times I closed my eyes, I was standing in front of a group, large groups of people speaking. And I kept saying, oh, no, no, that can't be my purpose. And I would shake my head, and I would open my eyes. We do it again, close my eyes, show me my purpose, I say, no, that's not my purpose, and close and open my eyes and shake my head again and shake it off. We do it again. Close my eyes. Holy Spirit, show me. Show me divine, my purpose. And guess what? I was standing in front of millions of people again on the stage. I kept saying, there's no way that's my purpose. I don't have a good command of the English language. I don't speak well. But what I was saying in front of people. So today, I want to give you the same exercise. I want you to take time to close your eyes. And you don't have to do it right now. I know a lot of you are at work, but I want to run through the exercise, and then you can come back or run through it with me right now. But I want to give you the gist of the exercise. And I want you to close your eyes and picture yourself in the future being exactly who you want to be. And I want you to see yourself being lit up and turned on and ask the divine to show you your purpose. What is it that you're longing to express? And I want you to see it in your mind's eye. The place in your mind where you see. Now, I want you to imagine this. Now, remember what I gave you, the definition of imagination. Anybody remember? And I said, your imagination is the preview of God's coming attraction of your life. It's like when we go to the movies and we see the previews before we see the movie. There's previews of what's coming up in the few months or years ahead, these new movies, right? Well, when we close our eyes and we get into the imagination, when we get into the mind's eye, the place where God exists, and we begin to see the presence of what God has for our life. This is the coming attraction. This is the preview of God's coming attraction of our life. And I want you to get into that imagination and really honor what it is that your heart is yearning to be in. Just allow it to manifest in your third eye into that place. And I want you to imagine, what do you look like? What's happening? What are you doing? What else do you see around you when you're in this place? And who else is with you? And when the picture is so clear, step into the picture and introduce yourself to your future self. So once you see yourself, so like I would see myself imagining, I'm standing in front of the millions and millions of people speaking, right? Now I'm going to step into my picture and introduce myself to my future self. And I want you to ask yourself, what is it that you need to do in order to be that person, to be that future self? I want you to introduce yourself to your future self. And at this stage, just trust the process and see what response you get. You may be surprised what you hear. You may even want to ask your subconscious mind, your inner presence for help. If it's, you know, ask your subconscious mind to help you see your future self. Ask your presence within you to help you to clearly vision what the vision is for your life. What is it that the divine is emerging through you? What is it that the divine wants to express to you? And I want you to just clearly visualize that. And just stay there with that picture for a while. And when you ask your future self, what do you need in order to become the person who stood before these millions of people or whatever your vision is? And I remember the first time I asked God to show me the vision of my life, to show me what the divine was merging through me. And I remember when I finally accepted that that was what my purpose was, to speak, write, and teach. I asked my future self, What did I need to do in order to become the person who stood before the millions of people? Would you believe anybody, can anybody imagine what the answer was? I need to love that person. I needed to love me. I needed to find my authentic voice and love my authentic self and learn to love who I was. And to, I needed to see the value in me. I was like, wow. Because so many times I criticized myself because maybe I didn't say the right word, but Spirit had told me to stop seeing that person and seeing the beauty of the message that was being conveyed and how it was healing and transforming in the vision. So I want you to step into that vision of your future self. And as you vision your future self, I want you to love your future self. Begin to love the person that you are in your future present. That you embody the very nature of who the vision God called you to the planet to be. Isn't that a wonderful exercise? It's been a pleasure to share some ideas and techniques with you guys, with each and every one of you. I'm redoing the date that I'll be doing my vision board class, and we're going to be visioning and using a couple of the tools that I gave you on the line and some other tools to really hone in on your purpose and who you are. And so as you vision out in your mind, you can make the vision plain on the board, because I see a vision board as a sacred prayer, a 3D version of your prayer. But I also see it as the vision that comes to life that you've seen the previews of in your mind. So it's not an idea of us just cutting out pictures of things you desire, but I want you to really see the coming attraction of the vision that God has for you, and then I want you to put it on the canvas. You've seen it in your mind's eye. Now let's bring it out into a canvas, and I'm going to show you how to do that in my vision board class, March 31st. I'll be back in Chicago, 7430 53 South Vincennes. And I want you to come and invite somebody, and let's vision, because the more people, my idea is the more people we can have lit up and turned on about themselves, the more we can change the climate and the culture of our community. Let's vision together. Invite somebody to the vision board class, 7453 South Vincennes. I will have vision boards there. If you want to bring your own, you're welcome. I will have magazines. You can bring magazines. I have scissors, glue, things, everything you need. But if you want to bring some extra things that you might think you want, bring it. Bring your own magazines and use the magazines there. Come. Let's vision our lives together so that we'll all be lit up and turned on, so that we won't be asking the questions of what somebody else needs and wants, but our very near presence will be a blessing to the answer to what it is that they need, because we will be walking in the embodiment of our purpose, and our purpose will be so powerful, and it will transform other people just by being in our presence, by being lit up and turned on. I gave you three of my favorite techniques that I loved, and I hope that these techniques will be a blessing to you. And if you want to learn more about how to take that vision off the vision board and put it in your driveway, come 7453 March 31st. All right, family, if there's any questions, comments, or concerns, we're going to open up the line, star 6, and press 1 on Blog Talk Radio. Tell me how you like that exercise. What do you think about it? Are you in your own purpose? Are you still trying to find your purpose? I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. Thank you for being a part of this community. Because of you, I am. because of you, I am. Again, I want to remind you every morning we will be doing the Reverend Ike prayer treatment, opening up every morning, Monday through Friday morning, on this Love Journey in the month of March. This, my goal this month is all about manifestation. So the tools I'll be leaving you with is manifestation tools. This is the month that we're also celebrating woman, womb birth. Yes, we are celebrating the honoring the gift called women, woman. Yes, the gift of being a woman. And when I think of being a woman, I think of manifestation. Because nothing else in the planet can birth life and birth into the universe other than woman. And so today, together, my brothers and my sisters, we're going to be pregnant with purpose. And we're going to be birthing and manifesting. And so every morning, you will open up in the month of March with the prayer tree. And if you wasn't on the line when we started it, come back, listen to this morning's prayer treatment. Powerful. All right, I remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice now. And I want to remind you to live your God-sized dreams. And don't just dream them. Live them. Remember, the power is in you, but it works if you work it. All right, family, this is Third World. Now that we found love, what are we going to do with it? Now that we found our purpose, what are we going to do with it? Now that we know how to get there, how, what are we going to do with it? We can't talk about it. We got to be about it. You've tuned into the Love Journey, your transforming, healing life, spiritual life coach named Janine Ann Ingram. Your experience has been amazing with me. Well, I know it has been amazing. But if it hasn't been amazing to you, it's been good for me. And so because of you, I am grateful. Third World, I see you in the morning. All right, Love Journey, we doing it. This is our year. March 1st, family, we in March. Let's do it.
Did this song first?
Now let me go, go for the ride.
right. What are we gonna love? What are we gonna do? All right, family. That was Third World. That was Third World. Now that we found love, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? And when I say now that we found love, now that we found ourselves, because we are love, what are we gonna do with it? Are we really gonna shine bright? Are we really gonna let ourselves shine bright and let God shine through us and do our play full out kind of life? Or are we gonna still play that scared, hat and kind of stuff? That's up to you. You get to choose. And I know it's scary. Because I've been there, family. I love you. I see you in the morning. Thank you for living your purpose. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for having the courage to even try. Yes. And I want to let you know, when you make the first step, everything else can just get laid out for you. God is so amazing. God is so amazing. The universe is amazing. Love is amazing. More importantly, you are amazing. Have an amazing day, family. Know you are all that God is.